This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A very rich investor once told me the secret to becoming a very rich investor. In my experience, very rich people are more than willing to hold forth on their theories and systems for getting and keeping their riches. You don't even have to ask them. Just glance casually in their direction and you'll find yourself cornered and then treated to a play-by-play account of every smart financial move they ever made. That's the very rich for you. The very, very rich, on the other hand, tend to keep to themselves. But my merely rich friend, though, had an interesting insight. Always invest, he told me, in a product or service that assumes that people are, deep down, extremely lazy. Never put your money into something that makes people work harder. His example was the kettlebell, which is a diabolically simple piece of fitness equipment. It's a heavy, round metal ball about the size of a decent melon with a tea kettle-like handle attached to it. You're supposed to grasp it by its handle and then do a series of movements like snatching it from the floor and swinging it up and down and lifting it with your arms until you're so exhausted that the people around you are in physical danger. The kettlebell, fitness experts tell us, is the most efficient and cost-effective way to get and stay fit and trim. Used properly, it's the only equipment you'll ever need. It's also one of the cheapest. Kettlebells have no technology, no buzzers, no lights. Kettlebells cannot report to your Apple Watch or Bluetooth their information to your computer. They're just a drab piece of heavy iron. No fun whatsoever. The treadmill, on the other hand, is a complicated and expensive appliance, and it basically takes up all of the floor space at every gym. It can also be set to the lowest and most relaxing setting, allowing the user to saunter along at a civilized pace while still pretending to be getting a workout. Try that with a kettlebell. The machines are much better investments than the kettlebell. The margins are fatter, the price is higher, the upside is almost limitless. You can get rich making and selling those machines and investing in the companies that do. It's hard, though, to get rich selling blobs of iron. The rule here is clear. Put your money where people can express their deep and inherent laziness and watch the cash roll in. Years ago, recorded music came in unwieldy packages and odd shapes. Vinyl LPs were wide and flat and given to warping and scratching and stacked like books. It was almost impossible to sort through them because the spines on the cardboard sleeves were too narrow and compact discs were impossible to open without slicing the tender skin under the thumbnail. And if you owned more than 30 of them, they were a pain in the neck to store with little bits of plastic always breaking off the cases. And then some evil mastermind invented the MP3 player and then the smartphone, which suddenly made storing, choosing, and listening to music effortless, which meant that your old music competed evenly with your new music, and the lazy index held true. 20 years ago, if you had invested pots of money into smartphone technology, you'd be rich. If you had invested the same amount in the music industry as a whole, you'd be reusing tea bags. Apply to almost any other industry. Fast food, think Starbucks. Automobiles, think self-driving cars. Movies, think Netflix and streaming services. The lazy index holds up. The growth areas are almost always those that allow us to sit longer on the sofa, avoid breaking a sweat, and maybe squeeze in a nap. So I plan to take my very rich friend's advice just as soon as someone starts a stock fund with this focus. I'm sure I could put one together of my own, but that seems like a lot of work. And that's it for this week. Next week, we return to Hollywood for KCRW. This is Rob Long.